Blog Talk Radio.
The Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
Welcome to Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all praises and we give him all honor and all glory for the opportunity to be able to come to you in the study of the all-sustaining Word of God. We thank God for you being here. We thank God for, first and foremost, for his presence. We give honor and glory to our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, and under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones, along with Pastors Stephen and Ann Butterfield and all of those, all that are a part of the fivefold ministry. We thank God for them. And also, we thank God again for you being here. And tonight the Lord has blessed us, praise God, with a woman of God that doesn't mind standing on God's word and sharing the word of God with power and with anointing and with authority. And that is none other than Elder Veronica Binion. So we give God praise and honor and glory for her. Before we go into the study of God's word, we'd like to play a song for you to usher in the presence of God and to bring encouragement. And then the man of God, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, praise God, will lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. And we're going to, then the next voice will be that of Elder Veronica Binion. And so if you haven't gathered together your Bibles and your pens and papers, this is an opportunity to do that as we listen to a song by Minister Tasha Cobb, entitled Fill Me Up.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it with it in emotion.
all of our prayers, especially in the times that we're living in right now, that we ask God to fill us up, to fill us up with his anointing, to fill us up with his spirit, to fill us up till we overflow in his love. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Fill us up, Father. Fill us up until we overflow. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace in prayer, but Pastor Jasper Whitehurst leading us to God's throne.
Amen. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. Yes, thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. Yes, fill us up, Father, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Live on the overflow of God's word, God's spirit, Lord. Fill up with your peace, Father. Fill up with your strength, Lord. Fill us up, Lord, with your grace, Father.
Yes,
fill
Lord.
Us up with your love, my Heavenly Father, Lord. We pray and thank you, Lord, for the love of God, for the peace of God that passes all understanding. Fill us up, Lord, with your strength, your desire, Father, Lord. Fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We just thank God for your holy and fresh anointing upon our life, Father, for the manifestation of your word in our life, Father, Lord, to take us through these times that we're living in each and every day, to fill up with your healing power, Father, Lord, from on high, Father, Lord. We thank God for the power of God, the power to do anything.
Yes.
God cannot fail, Lord. We thank God for your precious spirit, Lord, for your word. Thank God for Jesus, Lord, our Lord and our Savior, Father, Lord. We thank you continue to strengthen us and fill us, Lord, and supply all our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank God for this day. Thank God for the woman of God that's going to bring forth this word, Father, Lord, that's going to strengthen our heart and our mind and our spirit, Lord. We thank God that let your will be done, Father. You bring you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. As I shared with you at the onset of the program, we have a mighty woman of God that's a part of our studio this tonight, and we thank God for her. And that comes in the presence of none other than my sister and fellow minister in the gospel of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Elder Veronica Binion. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Elder Binion, the mic is yours. Go right ahead, please. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hold on just 1 second. I got to do my part here. There you are. Hallelujah. You are alive in the studio. We thank God for you.
Amen. Thank God for you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Hello? We can. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance, for allowing me this time to talk to the people of God. It's truly an opportunity to say what God says in this time, because truly, if we ever needed the Lord, we need him now. Amen?
Yes.
And so tonight,
amen.
I'm going to jump right into the word of God, and I'm going to be talking about a release for peace. A release for peace. You know, several weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, I was scheduled to be on the program, and God had given me this word, a release for peace. And so each time that it was, you know, Monday night that I was supposed to get a chance to do it, something else occurred and I wasn't able to do it. But, you know, God knows all, and he knows when he needs a word to go forth. Amen. And so this release for peace is meant for tonight. Amen. God, and so we just thank God for his word, a release for peace. And my scripture text is coming from Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse, which reads, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus." Amen. And so the peace of God, what is it, the peace of God? When we think of the peace of God, and when we think of peace, we think of tranquility and calmness. And we think of humility and courage. And tonight, when we think of the peace of God, we think about God surrounding us and keeping us in his will. And so tonight, this is what we're asking for. We're asking for the peace of God, and that surpasses anything that we can think of, because we in the natural cannot comprehend the peace that God can present us with. And so we stand under his covering, which is his peace. Oh, God, hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 23rd verse, it says, may the God of peace sanctify you through and through. And so there, right there, we are only going to get the peace of God from God himself. And so if we don't know him, this is the very time to get to know him. Know him in our spirit, in our mind, in our soul, and in our body. Praise God. So that he can protect us, so that he can sanctify us and keep us in tranquility. When we talk about the peace of God, it is described as a state of appreciation, a state of calmness, being in faith. And it is, we submit this peace and trust to God. And when we can commit this peace and trust to God, then we know that everything is taken care of. We know that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. And so we have to look to God, because man himself can't keep the peace. But it is the peace of God that allows the peace in the earth. And so it is necessary that we, the Christians, we, the people of God, should continue to pray for the nation. Because at this time, we see the things that are occurring, and we need peace more than anything. And so it is our prayer and desire that God keep us and surround us in his peace. Praise God. And so when we talk about a release, we're talking about being moved from restrictions, the act of letting go of things, being able to flow, being free, or position. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has set us free. Praise God. And so we want to stand in that freeness. We don't want to be entangled with bondage anymore, but we want to stand in the liberty which God has given us. And as I said, we live in this world. And so we have to abide by the rules of the land, but we know to put God first. Amen. We know to let our hearts and minds dwell on Jesus Christ. And when we let our hearts and minds dwell on Jesus Christ, praise God, he defeats the enemy, amen, and the uproar and the chaos that is going on. But he keeps peace in our heart, amen. So that's what we want to do tonight. We want to encourage you to keep peace in your heart, to walk in peace, and to make sure that in your home there is peace, there is no chaos, praise God. And so when we let our home, our houses, our Christian friends, our Christian brothers, if we just begin to pray, praise God, with our children and with our household, because the peace is going to come within. And so when we pray with our children, we pray with our families about the situation that is going on, letting them know that the people are searching for peace, and it may not be going the way that it should have gone, but we're going to keep that peace in our hearts and continue to pray for the nation. Amen. So that's what the children of God, the people of God, will continue to do, is to pray for the nation, pray for the peace in this earth on tonight and forevermore, praise God. And so when we release this, when we're released from this bondage and we continue to declare our freedom in God, that peace of God will come, and it will be so sweet, because the peace of God is sweet. It is a sense of harmony, and it is a sense of well-being. It's not only that, it's a sense of prosperity, a sense of calmness, praise God. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. And so shalom involves wholeness and completeness. And so when we have the peace of God, we need not worry about anything, because we have the wholeness of God. We have his complete attention, and he's surrounding us. It involves the fulfilling, the completing, and the repairing of relationships, praise God, because we need to make sure that there is harmony in our families, and there is harmony with our friends, and as well as our allies. We need to come to the grips that we have to have peace with everybody. And so we are looking at the safety of others in that sense, amen. And so we want to be triumphant, we want to be victorious, and we want to be successful in the empowerment of peace, praise God. And so this word empowerment, I believe it is calling for us to communicate, praise God, and to communicate in peace, praise God. The words that are not violent, the words that are not full of anger, but the words that will defeat anger and violence, praise God. And so we step toward that change tonight with a word of prayer, with the voice of the Lord coming forth, ringing forth in the earth. And so we want to keep that peace. And I believe the only way that we can keep that peace is to stay connected. And who is it that we have to stay connected to? We have to stay connected to God. Amen? And so when we stay connected to God, there is his covenant of peace. And he assures us, praise God, that if we have a relationship with him, we walk in his peace. A relationship with him, praise God, gives us the peace to worship in him, praise God. And it's not only worship at church, praise God. It is a lifestyle, praise God. This release of peace is a lifestyle. We walk in the peace of God day in and day out, praise God. And so we have to create an atmosphere of peace, create an atmosphere of worship in our homes. It's not just the outside so that people are looking on, but it's got to start at home. It's got to start with us, praise God, the people of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, praise God, in verses 10 through 18, it talks about how Paul admonishes all of us to put on the whole armor of God, not just part of it, but he wants us to put on the whole armor of God, praise God. He wants us to dress from head to toe in the armor of God and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And if we can do that, praise God, hallelujah, the peace of the nation will prevail. And so this is what we want to do, praise God. We don't want to bring about negative things and strategies and tricks of the darkness or evil places, oh God, but we want to bring about peace, praise God. We are instructed to put on the whole armor of God, amen? And so when we put on the whole armor of God, we can stand against evil. We can stand against the things of that are evil, and we can instruct our children and our families to daily walk by faith and to daily pray about our situations and pray that this is not just a physical battle, but this is a spiritual battle. And so we combat the spiritual battle and the physical battle in prayer. Praise God. And so we must stay alert. We must continue to watch as well as pray, amen. So we're seeing these things play out on television, and some may be have been in the thrust of it, in the city, but we are seeing it play out on television, and the things that are playing out is not God's way. I believe that it started off, praise God, to allow the people to try to get peace for the nation, but it ended up, praise God, in something that was not expected. And so that's why we got to stand hand in hand and pray, praise God, that this makes a turn and goes back to the peace that it was meant to be. And so there is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that avails much. Mm-hmm. And so we are the effectual prayers, praise God, and we are the righteous, praise God, and as we pray, praise God, those prayers will avail much, praise God. And so it is the gospel of peace that we want to spread. We know that peace is one of the nine gifts of the Spirit, the belt of truth, and the breastplate, and the third one is the gospel of peace, and the fourth one is the shield of faith. And the fifth one is the helmet of salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the gospel of salvation. And so we stand in all of those attributes of God. And if we stand in all those attributes of God, then the world itself can be turned around. Praise God. Praise God. And specifically, as I said, we want to have the peace of God that passes all understanding, peace that we know not of. And it would have to be God if we can't understand that peace. Amen. It has got to be that peace that is guarded by him, that peace that is on the inside of us where we're not feeling anxious, praise God, or feeling violated. Amen. And so we just think on God and praise him and lift up his name and ask him, praise God, to continue to create a clean heart in us. Amen. And renew a right spirit in us, and that we are going for the betterment of the law, praise God, and we don't want to tear down the lawful, amen. We want to do this within the law, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. So we want to make sure that we are walking in the word of the Lord. The word says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so that's what we've got to do. We've got to say what God said. We've got to deliver the word as God has said it. And praise God, he wants us to make sure that the gospel of peace is spread over the world. Praise God. And so we've got to go from all parts of the earth, praise God, letting the people know that God is the one that is in control, praise God. And if we are in obedience, praise God, to what this word says, then we will see the fruitfulness of this word, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. In Romans 8, verses 2 and 3, it begins to talk about, it says, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives us life has set us free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. And so we thank God for his freedom, freedom in the spirit, praise God, freedom in the life of the Lord. And when we look up to the life of the Lord, that peace that's on the inside of us walks through us, praise God. And I would venture to say that the peace that is on the inside of us, if we keep that peace as we walk through the land, praise God, as we go out doing our daily chores or whatever, being out in the public, that someone would look and see that we have the peace of God. Hallelujah. And so that's our main thing that we want tonight. We want to show the people that God is peace and that he's love, and everything that transcends must be through the love of Christ. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so John 6 and 63 says, the Spirit quickens. Hallelujah. And when it quickens, it gives life. It gives fresh prophets, hallelujah, praise God, and the words that are spoken unto us, it will give life, and as long as we are saying what God says, it will give life, praise God. So these words hold instructions for us. The word will keep us, hallelujah, and it will revive us, hallelujah, if we obey the word of the living God. The word will teach us, praise God, when we surrender to God's thoughts, and that's what he wants us to do, is to surrender to his thoughts. Hear his voice. Be able to sit still and to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know that in order for change to come, sometimes we do have to stand our ground. Praise God. But in standing our ground, we stand in the presence of the living God. Amen. And we do things from his sight, from his view. Praise God. And so in his presence is the fullness of joy. Praise God. And when we are in his presence, there, the fullness of joy will make us complete. It will make us whole. Praise God. And more than that, it will bring us peace. Praise God. It will bring us joy. It will bring us pleasure. Praise God. Forevermore. And so I encourage you tonight to walk in the peace of God. Hallelujah. That is going to bring us such peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so God wants us to have life, and he wants this life to be great for us. And he wants us to live to the fullest, praise God, of life. And praise God, he wants us to be joyful in him. And the word says that we delight in him. And when we delight in him and we're consistent with delighting in him, praise God, we can be in his presence, praise God. In Psalms 21, verses 1 through 7, David recognizes that it is God that gives him life, praise God. And when he gives us life, hallelujah, there's victory in life. There's strength in life. Being in the presence of God gives us grace, and it gives us honor, and it gives us joy, praise God. It gives us complete peace in him, praise God, in his presence, oh God, hallelujah. When we stand in his presence, he's there to heal us of everything that's not like him. Praise God. He can heal our heart and mind. He can change our thoughts, praise God. And so we stand in his presence asking him for peace from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, praise God. And so he gives us that when we get the favor of God, praise God, when we stand in his peace, praise God. He helps us along the way. Hallelujah. And if we are accepting his help, praise God, everything will be all right. Amen? And so it's such a great peace. Hallelujah. It's the undisturbed peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. My husband and I were talking about peace, and he always has spoken this definition, that it is the undisturbed peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we have. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And when we've got undisturbed composure, praise God, that's peace. When we're not disturbed in our hearts and in our minds, hallelujah, and we're not being violent and yelling and screaming, praise God, we have the undisturbed composure of Jesus that lives on the inside of us, praise God. And so how are we going to let this peace be seen in us, praise God? First of all, we've got to have a relationship with God. We've got to have a personal relationship with God, and that is our ultimate relationship. It affects our position and our change in our life. It affects who we are, because when that peace can be seen working on the inside and as well as on the outside, praise God, then it is working toward what God wants it to work for, praise God. And so we are asking God to help us to be in the covenant of peace, his wholeness of peace. And we have to be assured that he will do that and that he will protect us. And it is in his best welfare that we have all of this. And it is his divine power and will that we maintain harmony with him. And so we want to enjoy the peace of God. We want to let that experience be an experience of celebration, an experience of communion, an experience of fellowship with him, praise God. And when we are in communion with him and we are celebrating with him and we have that fellowship with him, praise God, it is the ultimate, glory to God, peace that we can have. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so the Hebrew word, as I said before, is shalom. And this is peace that brings to mind all that Christ has done through his cross and resurrection. Praise God. And so we need to think about what Christ has already done for us and that he's already brought peace into the earth. Praise God. And he has dominion over sin. And he wants to make peace between him and man. Praise God. He doesn't leave man out. He wants us to make peace with God himself and peace with man. And so we have to be in the state of having a spiritual outlook, a spiritual wholeness. Ephesians 4:3 says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, praise God. And so it is up to us that we should keep the peace of God. We've got to make every effort to be peaceful with all men, amen, no matter what the situation is, praise God. We have to leave the situation to God, and we look to him to bring peace into the earth as we pray about the situation and the chaos and the things that are going on in our earth, in our land, even at this moment, praise God. And so it is the message of the corporate body of Christ, praise God, that we stand still, that we stand firmly, praise God, hallelujah, that we are anchored in his word. And when we're anchored in his word, the gospel of peace, the good news, praise God, will be in the forefront, praise God. And so we're reminded that Peter, in Ephesians 6:15, it says, reminds us that our feet should be prepared for spreading the gospel, praise God. And so we're not spreading anger or spewing violence in the earth, but we are promoting peace in the earth. Peace, praise God, that comes from the angelic promise that was given in Luke 2:14 at Jesus' birth. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And so that's what we want to promote. That's what he came into the earth for, to promote peace. It says peace in the earth and goodwill, and the goodwill is toward men. And so at this present time, that's what we want. We want the peace of God in the earth, and we as men and women want to promote this peace in the earth. Praise God. Praise God. We have favor with him. And as people of God having favor with him, praise God, he will give us the right time and the right words that we need to say, praise God, to promote the peace of God. And so we know that the world cannot bring such peace. I mean, they can have the streets lined with police officers and guards and everything, but we know that the peace of God, hallelujah, has to be there first. And when the peace of God is there, then those that are standing in the street, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, can maintain that peace under the rule of Christ Jesus himself. Amen? Praise God. So it's God's peace that we want brought into the earth, the peace that guards our hearts and our minds. And we don't want to get to the place that we're feeling anxious and we're feeling unrest, praise God. We want to ask God to help our hearts, keep our hearts and keep our minds and guard our thoughts, praise God. And our thoughts should be those thoughts of Christ, a peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. I can't even begin to explain how that works, but I know it's got to be God. A peace that we know not of. It's just a relaxation in God. Praise God. Our hearts and our minds are joyful. And that joy comes from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so when we've got the joy of the Lord, we can't help but have the peace of God. And so we thank God for that peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank him for that peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Praise God. And so Paul continuously reminds us, praise God, that peace must come from God. And we have to give the peace of God. We have to make sure that the peace of God, hallelujah, goes through the land as we as Christians continue to pray. That's our thing. We have to stand up and pray. Peace is released, praise God, in every way when we pray. Hallelujah. We want to release peace, then we pray the word of God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 12:5 says, anxiety, praise, talks about the anxiety, praise God. And we don't have the anxiety weighing on our hearts. And when we don't have the anger weighing on our hearts, praise God, and we stand up as good men and women of God, praise God, bringing peace, hallelujah, to the earth, then the Lord God will prevail. Amen. And so we thank God for prevailing. We thank him for giving us undisturbed composure, praise God, so that whatever's going on in the earth, we can stand back and say, God, this belongs to you. And we give it to you, praise God. And we don't perish in this, oh God. We want to grow from this. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Hallelujah. So when we can give our hearts to God, and we can let God walk us through this, praise God. We need not try to walk through this ourselves. We are in the world, but we're not of the world, praise God. And so since we're not of the world, praise God, and we've got Jesus living on the inside of us, praise God, that is our connection to the world, amen, that we continue to pray and stand up and show that God, hallelujah, has all the answers, amen, and that the peace of God, hallelujah, praise God, stands in this world, praise God, in this earth, praise God, hallelujah. And we know that there are some people, praise God, that may be standing in these lines or these groups, praise God, that are standing up for God, praise God. And we pray the continual peace and contentment where they are, because we will defeat our purpose if we're there and violence occurs, because we're there, hallelujah, calling on peace, praise God. And so since we're there calling on peace, we pray that the peace of God, hallelujah, avails much, that peace of God is there, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the good Lord. And so Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 tells us that we shouldn't be anxious for anything. We should not be anxious for anything. So whatever is going on here again, he's letting us know, don't be anxious. Be at peace. Yeah. It's a process for some people, praise God. But us as Christians, we know what the Word of God says, and it says don't be anxious for anything. Praise God. And so he wants to lead us and guide us toward peace. And I'm not saying that we as Christians don't stand up. Yes, that's what we do. We stand up, but we do it in peace, and we do it representing the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. And we begin to give him thanksgiving for all that he's already done and for all that he's going to do. We make our request known unto him. And when we make our request made known unto God, hallelujah, he can't do anything but answer his word. Praise God. He will release peace. Praise God. He will allow the peace of God to come. Praise God. And just kind of like I was watching television today and yesterday, and I saw the tear gas, how the smoke just went up and it covered the people, and they began to run. Praise God. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to shower us, praise God, with his peace, praise God, and that we stand in that peace, praise God, and that we receive that peace as it showers over us, because it's not going to do anything for us if we put all of our emotions there. And our anxiety,
right.
Praise God, and all that's going to do is to stir up unwillfulness and depression and strife and unforgiveness and suffering, praise God, trouble and worry and fear and anger, praise God, and that's going to do nothing for us, praise God. And so we want to continue to stand in the word of the living God, knowing that he has all the answers, praise God. He can release us, praise God, from emotional stress. My God, hallelujah. He can release us from this emotional distress, from physical distress. You know, sometimes when we get to a point that we are so weary and we don't know what to do next, what happens is it moves from emotional stress to physical stress.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that this is not of God, praise God. We don't want bodily pain and diseases, hallelujah, and disorders to take over us, praise God. And so we want to make sure that we stay within the bounds of the Holy Spirit, seeking what the Lord would have us to do. I mean, amen. Praise God. Feeling that God has all the answers, praise God. Knowing that God knows the way and that he's got it all worked out. He's got it all worked out for us. And we know that God does not measure us against each other. And so because we know that he's not measuring us against each other, you know, these people are out here standing up for God and you're here at home. He's not measuring us by that, praise God. He wants to implant peace in our hearts, the impartation of peace, praise God, which will heal the nation. It will heal the nation. And so we've got to keep these words in our minds and in our hearts. We've got to be guided throughout this day, throughout this week, and the year, and forevermore with the peace of God. And when we do that, there will be less stress, praise God. And we can focus on the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
We just thank God for his living word, praise God. We want to walk in perfect peace, praise God. And when we walk in perfect peace, we will receive what God has for us. Isaiah 26:3 says he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Amen. If we continue to trust him and keep our minds on him, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what thoughts come to our minds, but replace those thoughts with the mind of Christ, praise God. We have the mindset of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Perfect peace. The shalom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 138:8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. And so he's standing right there. He knows that the things that are going on concerns us. But if we keep our mind on him, praise God, he will perfect that thing. Hallelujah. He has the answers, mm-hmm. and he knows how to solve the problem. Amen. And so we've got to keep our minds on him, praise God, because he's devoted to endure forever with us, praise God. But we've got to be devoted to endure in him, praise God. And so we keep our hands lifted up and our hearts lifted up and saying the right words, hallelujah, to God and asking him to keep us safe, because he wants to release us from pain and things that hurt our hearts because of certain situations. But we've got to love him enough to allow him to do it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so we belong to him. Everything that we have belongs to him. And we prosper
yeah.
in him. In our physical body,
Amen.
In our finances, in our soul, and in our spirits, praise God. And when we prosper in those things, we have the harmony with God. And that harmony
Amen.
Is the peace yes. of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we thank him tonight for the peace of God that passes all understanding. The third John releases soundness of body. It releases good health, soundness of faith, prosperity, financial stability, praise God, hallelujah. And as a result of this release, hallelujah, we get the peace of God in every area of our life, a quality of life, praise God, that is given by him, praise God, for us, praise God. And so we want to progress in the state of success and well-being. We want to stay on the right side, hallelujah, of the Savior, amen. We want to stay in the spiritual realm, even though we are in the physical. We want to make sure that our emotions and our intellect are in the right position with God. We want to maintain our balance, and that is the peace of God, the gospel
amen.
Of the peace, our wholeness, our completeness, our fulfillment, our success, our relationships, our fellowship, praise God, the mercy of his wisdom, praise God, hallelujah. And if we can stand
Amen.
In these things and we can commune with him, praise God, hallelujah, we can see the peace of God working in us and through us because he knows, hallelujah, that he has our best interest at heart, praise God. And so the peace of God, the tranquility of God, hallelujah, praise God. It is up to us with the leading of the Holy Spirit to maintain our humility, praise God, to maintain, hallelujah, our courage, but we maintain it with the peace of God, hallelujah. We're seeking God our ability because our physical ability cannot do it. And so we're looking toward God and his understanding to lead and guide us through these times, praise God. It is not easy, praise God, but because God is with us, we stay at peace, praise God. And so we pray for our nation on tonight, and we know, we pray that God will continue to bless the people that are in the forefront and bless those people to do things in order, to do it with the peace of God, hallelujah, so that our country will remain at peace, praise God. And as our country remains at peace, praise God, we will see things changing, praise God. We can't see anything changing if there is violence that is supposed to be that violence that is happening rather than standing for peace, praise God. And so I pray for the nation on tonight. I pray for the people of God, hallelujah, that we continue to stand our ground and that we continue to say that Jesus is Lord, and everything that we know belongs, everything that we understand and know comes from God. And the one thing that we
Amen.
Know is that God is peace. Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. I give God
Amen.
Praise and honor for the word on tonight. And I pray that something that I have said has touched your heart tonight, and that it will bring us to a point that we're looking toward Jesus, and we're not looking toward ourselves, but we're looking toward him to keep us in perfect peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And
hallelujah.
Amen.
God, what a powerful, powerful word. What not only a powerful word, what a relevant and timely word. That God released this word right now. It is a right now word, praise God. We thank God for you, Elder Binion, and thank God for sharing such a powerful word. Right now, we're going to go ahead and go directly to the phone lines and ask anyone that would like to comment, to share on this powerful word. If you will, go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad. And Elder Binion is still, praise God, in the studio. So if you would like to share in this word, share in the message that she has delivered to us, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. praise God, peace. This is what the world needs. Oh,
amen.
My Lord, what the world needs right here, right now, is the peace of God. That is the answer.
Amen.
It is the answer to the chaos. It is the answer to the unrest. Prayer,
yes.
First of all, prayer for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Yes, a release for peace.
My God.
What a powerful word. We don't have one as of yet that has dispatched themselves or indicated that they wanted to speak, so we're going to just share and this word, just bask in this powerful word that the Elder Binion has shared
Amen.
With us,
Amen.
The release for peace.
We thank God for the woman of God.
Amen.
Such a timely word. Amen. We need this word right now. Right now, word, praise
yes.
God. Just peace in our hearts and our mind and our spirit. Amen. We pray for our nation. Amen. To keep us in peace. Amen. We thank God for the importance of peace in our life and all we do. Everything we do, we share the peace and love of God in our life. Amen. We thank God
Amen.
For that powerful saying the word that is needed for right now, for our family, for our children, for our nation, for one another. Amen. For us to stay alert, for us to stay in prayer. God said for us to pray without ceasing. Amen.
Yes.
Pray without ceasing. Praise God. Morning, noon, and night to be in a mind of prayer. Have the mind of Christ, amen. Have the mind of peace. God will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on thee, amen. We thank God
yes.
for that relative holy word.
Amen, okay. Amen. Praise God. And I've sat here and I've taken about 5 pages of notes, Elder Binion. Praise
amen.
God. Wow, this was
amen.
Such a powerful
yeah.
word. And again, with what's going on, we have to remember as children of the Most High God that God has called us to be the salt and he's called us to be the light of this world.
Yeah.
We are the ones that must endure to the end. We are the ones that are called for such a time as this. And God has already said he has given us his peace. He told us in his word, peace I give to you, not as
yes.
this world give I unto you. And in that God has given us peace, all we have
yes.
to do as a woman of God share is to keep our mind stayed on the Lord, on the things of God, those things that are true and lovely and of good report.
Yes.
Keep our mind stayed on his word, because he shared with us also that we are to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And in the midst of that, if we are to stand, but as you stand, you are to stand in the presence of God, as the woman of God shared, and stand on the word of God. That's the
yes.
only way. Just past Pentecost Sunday, and Pentecost Sunday was a time in which that the Pentecost represents the presence and the coming of the Holy Spirit that gives
yes.
us the power to be able to walk this Christian journey. Only through the power of the Holy Spirit will we be able to stand. Only through the power of the Holy Spirit will we have that peace that surpasses
yes.
all understanding.
We need a harmony with God as well. We need a harmony with God. Amen.
Amen.
Peace of God.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God. We give God all praises.
God.
We pray that this word has been a blessing to you. We pray that this word will help to be able to cause any sense of fear or anxiety. God's people
yes.
don't need to fear. You don't need to be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, as the word of God has shared. And depend on God to give you that peace, and he will. If you stay and abide in him and abide in his word, that peace that will surpass all understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have about 3
yes.
minutes left in the broadcast. If there is one that doesn't know the Lord, we ask that you Just pray this simple prayer, asking the Lord Jesus, acknowledging that you are a sinner and asking God and Jesus Christ to come into your life for the rest of your life, believing that God is the Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that God raised the dead for you. And then in the midst of that, yes, Lord, you will be endowed as a child of the Most High God with his perfect peace, praise God. We're going to ask Elder Pinion if you will go ahead in the last few minutes and close us out in prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, God, for your word of peace on tonight, Lord. The word says, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And so tonight, God, we thank you for a sound mind, a peaceful mind, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're walking us through it, oh God. In the chaos of the world, praise God, we are walking in peace. And we thank you for that peace, oh God. We thank you for all that have heard the word and that will let that word soak in, oh God, and walk that word out, praise God. We thank you for all those that accepted you on tonight, oh God, that you pricked their hearts and they decided that they wanted to live for you. And so, God, we give you praise and thanksgiving for that on tonight, oh God. We ask that your word continue to flow out, oh God, and touch the hearts of men and women, girls and boys. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray on tonight. We give you thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you again so much for that powerful word. Thanks to each of you for tuning in tonight to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Go forth in the blessings and the peace of Almighty God. God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Holy name.
Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
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 Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said, he's holy.
He's holy. Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.